Well, Pinkies. Here we go. This is the Christmas Day Run 2013. I am the Fey Driver, and this is the best day of the year. Now, you may be wondering, what's going on? Fey's playing Christmas music. Has he lost his bonkers? Well, let me tell you folks. You've probably heard about the Christmas Day Run. If you're an avid listener of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, you've heard the annual Christmas Day Run in years past, and we are back again. So this is the day. It is Christmas Day, the best day of the year. We are going out, driving our little sports car, our noisy little sports car. It's kind of cold too. Woo! Around on a day when there's hardly any traffic. The roads are just deliciously moist. And we're going to celebrate the end of our fourth year of podcasting on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So, mostly, this show is going to be me driving around like a maniac, enjoying my car. As soon as it gets warmed up, that is. And we'll be chatting a little bit. This year is a little different. I actually have a little bit of Christmas music that I'm going to play. And I know you know that I'm not a fan of Christmas. But for this special day, I think we're going to play a little bit of Christmas music. So you'll be hearing some of that. And we'll have a little chat.
I want to live like Superman and be super strong. But 10 more minutes in bed seems to knock that idea out of my head. I want to live like Superman and be super strong. But saying one thing and doing something instead seems to knock that idea out of my head. To the ground. To live, not drown, but I go alone, doing everything in my own strength, trying hard to live like I'm in control. It ends in toil and tears, and all I see are the roads. Set myself, I'm out of breath after two. I shake your steps when all I want to see is you. And all I want to do is run this race. And I've just got to fall in love. But I fall on the floor before I'm not too long. How did Superman stay so super strong? And I'm flat on my back wrestling with my mind. When I look up and find, look up and find, look up and by the grace of God. By the grace of God, there is life and love. And a smile on my face again because of the smile shown to me by the grace of God. I breathe easy.
Before we get too far along into this show, I want to do a couple of shouts out to listeners. Somebody who deserves a tip of the hat is actually Casey in Denver. Now, I know you folks have probably heard of Gisella Firenze, the chef on KFAB Radio. Well, Casey in Denver had a little did a little tribute to Gisella Firenze with Gisella's sister, I believe, Cashela Merengue. And I just want to say thank you to Casey in Denver for the drink recipe from Gisella's sister, Cashela Merengue. It was quite funny, and if I have the presence of thought, I will attempt to do a link in this in the lyrics or the show notes to the YouTube video of Cashela Merengue. So thank you for that, Casey in Denver. I also want to thank Calvin from Hello Waffles for sending me an email on the feet of clay reference in the last show. And I believe it was Nebuchadnezzar. Is that what it was? I don't have the email in front of me. So I want to thank you for that. And did you hear Amy from Grits to Glitz got a new Vespa, a 300cc Vespa? That was really interesting. And always, you know, the toppy smelly. Okay, we got to do a bit of driving here. A little double clutching. That's it. There you go. Nice slide. Oh, it's got a beautiful corner here. Oh, a little bit of construction. Oh, yes. We're going to be going up Snake Hill, folks. You know, it is a tradition on the Christmas Day run to go up Snake Hill. So we're going to do that today. We're almost there. I just want to say quickly, did you hear Toppy Smelly and the gang from Pickle Hollow doing the karaoke on Gavin's show, Polka with a Stick? And that was from a few years ago that Toppy submitted his karaoke song with everybody from Pickle Hollow. So that was just amazing. Just amazing, Toppy. So that's my shouts out. You know, this year, 2013, has been pretty hectic around the Pink Wheel Nuts garage. I was reflecting a little bit about all the things that occurred for me and Mr. Anderson. We had quite a busy year. We did some renovations to the house, putting in new floors. Got married. That was a big event. After being together for 15 years, we finally got married. That was quite a nice event. I really enjoyed that. Had some visitors from the East, or I guess the Midwest. Oh, okay, here we go, folks. We've got a green light for Snake Hill. Hang on to your hats. Fourth gear, 55 miles an hour. Sharp, sharp lefty coming up here. Third gear, just gonna pop it into second gear. Oh man, I gotta need more weight in the front today. I don't have enough gas. Don't have any weight in the trunk. Shift down to second. This car is just amazing the way it sticks to the road. These are very scary corners, very scary corners. Second gear, 50 miles an hour. This car is amazing. 5,000, 6,000 RPM. Man, just unbelievable. The old deliverator would be just all over slipping and sliding around the road on that Snake Hill. This car is much more composed. Even when you're beating the hell out of it, it's just amazing. So, let's see, we got married, had some visitors from Iowa. Scotty came from across the pond. I really, really enjoyed having Scotty, the little Aussie battler. I wish you weren't so bloody far away, Scotty. It'd be great to visit with you again. You gotta stop hanging out with those straight boys, Scotty. Find yourself a good man. Brenda Boo came to visit. What else happened? Smashed up a car? Can't imagine how that would happen. Got a new one, this delightful little 911. Oh, just love this car. My father's gone crazy this year. So it's been quite a hectic year, you know. It's been a long year of unsettledness. Lots of pressure this year. Worked hard at my work. You know, I'm very lucky. I do enjoy my work. But I really feel strongly that we need to keep work in perspective. As much as I love my job, you know, I don't really wish it to be the be-all, end-all of my life. You know, there's more to life than work. I'm very fortunate to enjoy my job. I feel good about what I do. We're going to make a quick little stop up here, folks. I just need to... I guess I better turn this music back on here and see what's going on the music front here. You listen to this next song, and I'll be right back in a minute.
Was an apple for Christmas, and all through the place, not a creature was stirred or showing his face. The sacks were hung on the chimney with care, with everyone hoping they could get their share. The kids were upstairs, sleeping their sacks, dreaming of king-size Santa Claus packs. I was just in pajamas, my feet without shoes. I was settling down for a long winter's cruise. When out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter, I jumped out of bed and yelled,
"Hey, what's the matter?"
I went to the window, open the blind, man, I thought I was losing my mind. My eyes were popping, cause what should appear but a miniature sleigh with eight reindeer. A little old driver, so lively and quick. Well, bless my bones, it was old Saint Nick. And up to the rooftop, he flew in his sleigh with a red-nosed reindeer leading the way.
So, you know, 2014, I'm hoping for a different year. I'm hoping to have a more relaxed year in 2014. Gotta do some renovations, probably some serious major renovations. I need to rip apart my kitchen, and the kitchen is attached to the garage. So... I need to redo the flooring ground up, so that's gonna be a big job. I expect I'll be working on that a lot in 2014. It'll probably be the the landmark project for 2014. Oh my God, this car is just amazing. Just amazing. So much power. Oh. But I'm hoping to be more relaxed next year and not always be on the run for things. It's about time life settled down, I think. I don't know how that'll affect the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I'm sure we'll still be putting out our shows.
Hang on to your hats. Oh, we got the cops on our tail. Third gear, 50 miles an hour into the scary, scary corner. Oh, this car's amazing. This car's amazing. A little bit of brakes. Get the weight on the front. Oh, come on. Stop understeering. Ah, oh, this car needs more weight on the front. Oh, dear Gussie people. All right, you better listen to this song while I be naughty. And we'll come back and talk later after a little bit more driving. How about that?
Sweet silver bells, now you know they're all ringing for you, babe. Just 17 and you fell in love with a GI. You lied to the judge and the witnesses signed all the papers. You looked in his eyes and he kissed you that night in July. All your tears, then you boarded the bus in the downpour. His hand on the window that foggy late November night. Later that evening, the rain turned to snow, and you stared out the window, wishing that you would come
come back.
will wish you a Merry Christmas after that song. And I will thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast in 2013 and previous years if you're a long-term listener. I'll give you my hopes for the best for 2014. That's an even-numbered year. I like even-numbered years better than odd-numbered years, I think. Just taking third gear here down to 50 miles an hour into this super sharp corner. I wish I had more weight in the front end. The front end is just sliding, slipping a little too much. Got to manage the weight with the throttle. But it is so nice in this car to control the weight distribution just by feathering the throttle ever so slightly. It's just amazing. But seriously, this car needs more weight up front. That's my critique. Or maybe some better tires. Maybe we need to invest in some tires. In any case, I think we'll bring this one to a close, and that's going to be it for this 2013. Christmas is officially over. We can get on with our lives. I'll just leave you with this last little Christmas letter. This one is for Brenda Boo. Thank you, everybody. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I guess that's it. Go drink some rum and eggnog.
If you're ever wondering if I'm wondering how you are, I'm not. If you're wondering why you never got a Christmas card from me, I forgot. If you're wondering how much I hate your year end letter, a lot. I read the monotonous rambling piece of dribble you sent this year, and the reason we haven't talked in the last 12 months is clear. But how wonderful to know your cat is finally eating solid food again. Fancy feast indeed. How adorable, he wandered down the block and found a little kitty friend. Her name is Patches. Thank God Jody finally got her braces off. Wow, what a pain. You know how teenagers are. And to know that Doug likes math brings an excitement I can't contain. I could go off on a tangent. Get it? You're right, your family's better than mine. And you seem to make a lot more money. You put your long-winded bragging in a Christmas design. And the puns you use are so, so funny. You tell me everything in your year-end letter. Pour your heart out in your year-end letter. But you're boring in your year-end letter this year. You're just as boring as last year. I'm relieved to know your timeshare condo in Hawaii is free of mold. Aloha fungi. And I'm filled with awe to learn your azaleas grew even in the cold. Mother Nature, you're so crazy. A form letter is the perfect place to announce your divorce. Sorry, Charlie left you. Do I want a clear description of your passing kidney stones? Well, of course. I'm gonna go throw up now. You're right, your family's better than mine. You could never emphasize that too much. You wrap up so much wisdom in a Christmas design. And that quote from Gandhi was a nice touch. You tell me everything in your year-end letter. Spill your guts out in your year-end letter. But you're boring in your year-end letter this year. You're just as boring as last year. So if you're ever wondering why our friendship isn't better, just reread your letter.
What do you say? One more power slide for the road? For the end of the road? Oh, come on. Take it, take it. Ah, oh, fucking front end. It's too light. God damn it. It's just plowing today. We're just plowing. Faye, why did you not fill up? Fill up the fucking car. Oh. Oh, well. Okay, folks, I hope hope you've enjoyed this Christmas Day run as much as I have. All right, that's it. We're done. Oh, car. you make me laugh.